The 2001 Notre Dame women's basketball team put the program on the map. They overcame injuries and a double-digit deficit in the NCAA title tilt to win the national championship. The Irish were led by 6'5" senior center Ruth Riley. The young lady from rural Indiana averaged 18.7 points per game, over 7 rebounds, and more than 3 blocks per game on her way to the National Player of the Year that year. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's sports and commentary show. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give and support the show at WWIB.com. Ruth now is married to former Notre Dame football player Ben Hunter, and the two are out in their home right now in California, and we're reconnecting on sports and commentary today. So let's go back to 2001 here, Ruth. NCAA title at ND at Notre Dame, and you guys had to push through some adversity, through injuries and a few losses to prevail. Kind of walk us through that season, will you?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, a realization as a senior that this is the last chance we have. So I think for me, it was a laser focus of, you know, wanting to win a championship, feeling like we had the talent to do it, but understanding the sacrifices that were going to be required in order to get there, and what would be required of me, you know, to, as a leader on that team, to really push my comfort zone, to be more vocal, to find my voice. You know, always had been a lead by example type of player. And so I thought that that season, for everyone understood their roles, they bought into it, you know, even those who knew they weren't going to play a lot were willing to make the sacrifices to make sure that, you know, we were able to be prepared and compete at the highest level. And so obviously there's always adversity throughout the season, but I felt like mentally we were prepared for it. Didn't throw us off guard. We lost, I think, only 3 games that year, you know, very, very close games. And so we felt confident that we could compete with anyone, and we were able to do that to the very end. Mm.
Well, you get to the championship game down in St. Louis. You're actually playing Purdue, a school that on the map is very close to you guys at South Bend. And it came down to you, Ruth, at the end of the game. Describe what happened.
Yeah, the last play of the game, a tie game. So fortunately for me, a lot of our offense revolved around getting the ball to the post. And so the ball went in, triple team got fouled, and, you know, with just over 5 seconds to go, head to the free throw line with the game on the line. And, you know, that is, I think, a moment that I had been preparing for. I wasn't a good free throw shooter, definitely not in high school, something that I worked on a lot throughout my collegiate career. You know, and I think that that's just where preparation meets opportunity. And I saw that that was a weakness in my game, something that I spent a lot of time, you know, working on before and after practice. And so to be able to win it that way, I thought just really spoke to all the work that, you know, went into that. And to be able to step up for my team in that moment, I think that, you know, all those hours of practice and training, you know, go into moments that go by in a flash. And, you know, you want to be prepared for them. You don't want to have regrets. And so for me, it was just an incredible opportunity to step up at a critical time in the game.
Yeah, you sure did. Notre Dame's women's basketball program, after you guys won the championship in 2001, would make 7 Final Fours since. Runner-up 5 times. Took the title again in 2018. You kind of feel, Ruth, like your 2001 team set the table for what would happen in future years?
Yeah, I think the team before us in 97 got to the Final Four for the first time, and that really allowed us to see what was possible. And so then we took that another level in being able to win that national championship. And I just have so much respect for Coach McGraw, who she is, how she runs a program. And then to be able to come back after that and to see, for women's basketball, to see the fact that they sold out every game, that they were, you know, an elite program. They had not only the top talent, they, I thought, competed in a way with integrity, but, you know, were fierce competitors on the court, but also just the support of, you know, the women's program by the community. And to see that, you know, selling out those games, I think just means a lot, to see how far the program has come, and not just the wins and loss column, but, you know, in really building up one of the nation's best programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have lived a remarkable life in basketball. You had your high school jersey retired. You won an NCAA title at Notre Dame, WNBA championships, an Olympic gold medal, an exec in the WNBA, and NBA broadcaster now with the Miami Heat. And it's probably tough, but how would you sort it out? Where would you put everything in the list of priorities, most appreciated accomplishments yourself?
Difficult to prioritize. I think the way I see it, growing up, my dream was to play in the Olympics, partly because the WNBA didn't exist, so there was no opportunity for me to dream about playing professionally in our country. But just the greatest honor as an athlete is to represent your country, to wear that jersey that says USA on the front, and to compete at the highest level in the world. And so for me, that was a dream come true that I had as a very young girl. And as you talked about, I mean, I grew up basically in a farming community in the middle of nowhere in Indiana. So you can imagine that dream probably raised a few eyebrows for people thinking, who is this girl who's thinking that she's going to be able to play in the Olympics? But I just feel like that is, you know, a byproduct of hard work, of coaching. And obviously my faith has been a huge part of my journey. And my mom, I think, critical role in just not shooting that dream down and saying, you know, all right, if you work hard enough, the opportunities are going to come, and blessed to win championships along the way. I think the most memorable is probably the first one that you win. And for me, that was at college at Notre Dame. Instead of walk off the court for the last time at Notre Dame, winning a national championship really was a storybook ending to my collegiate career.
All right. Well, let's go back next time here on Sports and Commentary. Out of clock for today, but talk about those growing up years in rural Indiana and what it was like to be 6 foot tall by the time you were 12 years of age. Ruth, thanks for being here. We'll get you on the show next time. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you, too.